My friends and I used to want to pass the time when I was younger. He would say that it was time to play those parlor games. That's what he would call them, parlor games. For him, that meant that he would ask a question about what we thought about a subject, and then we would discuss it for a while. That would be how we would do it. For some of them, there were hypothetical questions like, if you won the Powerball, what would be the first thing you would do? We'd go around and discuss that. Some others were philosophical or moral, like, if you were sinking in a boat and you could save X number of people only, who would you save and why? And others were kind of like opinions, like this one. What do you think was the most significant invention that changed life for the human being? So you can see we're really excited people, right? You're all like, so that's what you did? Well, so anyway, it was like, what did you think? And I think that others would say all kinds of different things. Some would say like a car or the plane. Some said the computer. And I always argued that I think it was the light bulb that changed life for most of us. You look as impressed as they did when I brought it up, I have to admit. The light bulb. And of course, I always got shot down. Maybe you are even doing that to me now. But hear me out. Because I think that one of the most basic human experiences is that of light and darkness. Before we could light up an area like it was a Walmart 24 hours a day, right? We were governed by the rotation of the earth. And it was hard to work by candlelight. So we, like most of creation, retired when it got dark and rose again when the light came about. But today you can do that 24 hours a day. You can work 24 hours a day now. You can play 24 hours a day. You can shop, for sure, 24 hours a day. Pretty much anything that can be lit up with some floodlighting, you don't have to worry anymore about the fact that it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And this separated us, I used to argue, from the rhythm of the earth, the rhythm of that night and day, night and day. The experience of light and darkness is primordial, meaning that it existed from the beginning of time for human beings. We know from an early age that it can be scary in the dark. Young people are often always afraid of the dark. You cannot see what kind of lurks there in the dark. We can trip, right? We can hit a wall, can fall down the stairs because it's so dark. Scary movies play on that basic fear of the darkness by making things happen always when it's nighttime or when they're in a dark building or in a basement. That image of light and darkness is really just part of the human and part of all of creation. And the gospel uses this basic image of light and darkness a lot. And we see it today when it refers to what we read in the first reading in the Old Testament. The people have walked in darkness, and they have seen a great light. Jesus is referred to as the light that has come into what can be a dark and confusing world to teach us the way, to tell us the truth about human life. At the Easter Vigil, we know we turn off all the lights in the church, and then we light the Paschal candle in the darkness, and we proclaim Christ our light. In this cruel and dark and confusing and cold world, the light of faith in Christ guides our way. And we can say that because the human experience of light and darkness is not just out there in the world, in creation, but also right in here, in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds. It can be high noon with the sun out there in all its force and still be dark inside. We can feel darkness when we're suffering from depression. It can be so hard to feel the light, to believe that could it ever be light again. It could be the darkness because of the life that we're living. If we've moved away from Christ, the source of all light, and are acting in ways that are not Christian, not whole and not holy, we could feel like we are moving more and more and more into the darkness of sin and evil. People who get caught up in a web of lies or drugs or activities will often remark that they feel like things are getting darker. The mind in darkness doesn't think correctly. And it's usually confused, illogical, and foggy. I think that's why we say that when we finally understand something, it's like a light bulb goes on. And when we finally get it, we say, I can see it. I can see the light. So today we hear that Christ is the light who has come for the people, for you and for me, who have walked in darkness. The gospel says that for those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. It says that even in the darkness of death, light has arisen. The most common experience is that near-death experiences is that they often will say they saw the light and they were moving toward the light. And Jesus says that we are people who are to live in the light, with the source of the light being Christ. Staying close to Christ brings clarity about how we are, about who we are. It brings light to what is really important in life, about our purpose and why we're here, and how we should act. He never meant us to wallow in the darkness, trying to find our way on our own. But he gave us a way, and he gave us the freedom to accept the light, or in his words, in the people of his time, to just prefer darkness, thinking that it's better than in the light that Christ has to offer. So today in the gospel, after all this Christmas season is all done, and we're done the baptism and everything, Jesus begins his ministry. And we're just in chapter 4 of Matthew. So we're right at the beginning now. And we hear the opening message that he came to bring light in the dark and confused world. You are called to live in the light. Christ can remove the darkness in your life if you turn it over to him and let him shine the light right into your life. The only way to remove the darkness is to light a candle, a flame, or turn on a bulb. And so Christ is the answer, we believe, to the darkness in your marriage, in your work, the darkness in your careers, the darkness in your broken family, the darkness in your lost dreams, and any darkness in your moral life, or in your addictions, or in your sin. May you hear Jesus' invitation today. Come to the light. Come to the light.